As computers, cell phones, and TVs get more popular and better models come on the market, old devices pile up in landfills or get burned. Both leave behind toxic chemicals. It's estimated there are 32 in the average computer alone. Representative Mark Miller of Semprere thinks there's a better way to recycle or get rid of the heavy metals and old electronics. Under his bill, manufacturers would have to come up with a method approved by the Department of Natural Resources, and disposal costs would probably be passed along to the consumer. Grassroots Recycling Network supports the legislation. Director David Wood says if the bill passes, consumers could expect prices on a computer to rise between $10 and $50.
The question is really whether it's a more equitable system for that cost to be embedded in the purchase price of the product and shared between the manufacturer and the consumer, or displaced off onto taxpayers and local governments. And we believe that the equitable long-term solution is to include that cost in the purchase price of new equipment.
Wood says a federal plan dealing with e-waste would be better, but isn't likely in the current administration.
The likelihood of moving progressive environmental policy in the current political context of Washington is zero. There is one federal bill that has been introduced that has never received a hearing.
Wisconsin joins 10 other states in considering e-waste legislation, which would force manufacturers of electronics to finance the collection and recycling of equipment they sell. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.